You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 113, too exclusive? Today's challenge, how can Catholics and other Christians be so exclusive when it comes to salvation? The idea that God would damn people to hell just because they never heard of him is abhorrent. Today's defense. Some Christians may say this, but it isn't the teaching of the Catholic Church. The Church holds that those who, through no fault of their own, do not know the gospel of Christ or his Church, but who nevertheless seek God with a sincere heart and, moved by grace, try in their actions to do his will as they know it through the dictates of their conscience, those too may achieve eternal salvation. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 847. Although a person who knows the truth of the faith is obliged to embrace it, to do otherwise would be to knowingly and deliberately reject the truth, God isn't going to send people to hell merely because they are not Christian or Catholic. We need not fear that someone will be damned simply because they never heard of Jesus. According to the Catechism, for people to be lost, they would need to reject the gospel or the church through their own fault, refuse to sincerely seek God, refuse to be moved by God's grace, or refuse to do God's will as they understand it according to their conscience. Ultimately, the same principle applies to everyone. The Catechism says, God predestines no one to go to hell. For this, a willful turning away from God, a mortal sin, is necessary, and persistence in it until the end. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1037. God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy 2:4. But even if they're hindered from arriving at a full knowledge of the truth in this life, he still has ways of reaching them with his grace. The Catechism says, since Christ died for all, and since all men are in fact called to one and the same destiny, which is divine, we must hold that the Holy Spirit offers to all the possibility of being made partakers, in a way known to God, of the Paschal Mystery, that is, Jesus' saving death on the cross. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1260. Thus, the Church acknowledges that the kind of prayer by which one walks with God is lived by many righteous people in all religions. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2569.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.